Let's learn Parakei B'nei Shuach Shviyash Lachem Shniyash Shehim Oysos L'Shalashanim. B'nei Shuach, the Shviyash of the Shalachem, their Shviyash is the second year of Shmita. There are 7 years in the cycle. So in other words, Shehim Oysos L'Shalashanim, it's the third year. It grows in Shmita. It begins to grow, begins to take root in Shmita.
What's B'nei Shuach?
It's a type of fig. Te'enim levanas hagedelos mishalish shanim l'shalish shanim. Goes every 3 years. 3 years. It's a type of fig. That's a different picture. That's the next Mishnah. That's 134. That's the next Mishnah.
It's like the bar we're in, the bar here.
B'nei Shuach, so these are figs. Shviya Shalohen, when is their Shviya? That Shniya is the second year of the Shmita cycle, which is the third year since they began to take root. They begin to take root in the year of Shmita.
B'nei Shuach, they're a type of figs.
Shviya Shalohen. Their Shviya is Shniya, is the second year of the Shmita cycle. When do the B'nei Shuach... Yeah.
Huh?
When do, which is Shehen, which is... Because Shehen, these figs, because these figs, they produce fruit every 3 years. When do these figs begin to take root? They begin to take root in the year of Shmita. When do they begin to blossom? When do they develop? They develop very, very slowly.
3 years later.
3 years later. So from 3 years from the time they begin to take root. So therefore, since they began to take root in the year of Shemitah, and they don't fully develop until it's the third year, second year, which is the third year of its growth. Shemitah, year one and year two. So just telling you, you have to be on guard on the year two of the Shemitah cycle, which is their third year, because it took root in this year of Shemitah, that's year one. Then there's year that's their year one. Then the first year of the Shemitah cycle is their second year, and the second year of the Shemitah cycle is their third year. So that's when you have to be on guard that these fig trees have kedusha shvius, and all the restrictions apply.
Because they took root
in Shemitah, and they don't fully develop until the.
But who cares when they took root? Maybe we stay over here. They go after when you pluck them.
No. That's exactly.
What did we say earlier about trees?
Okay, I don't know. But that's what it says. I know Shuach. I know it's kind of the abundance and the right. Let's see. B'nei Shehem figs, levanos white figs, shagdelos mishole shanim l'sholos, which grow every 3 years. Shviyah shalom. Their shviyah is shana shniya. Their shviyah is the shana shniya, is the second year. Shal shmita, the shmita cycle. The peros hachointim b'shviyah. Peros, which blossom, okay, blossom in Shviyas, ein nigmar bishulan, they are not complete at shana shniya shel shmid, the second year of shmid, which is shlishas lechanid, which is the third year of their chen of the blossoming. V'yaz noig bochem din Shviyas, at that point in time is when it's nevim dim Shviyas, the bosser chanota as linen, we follow the time of blossoming. Okay, so since the time of blossom is going
to... Blossomed already in Shviyas?
Yeah, it blossomed in Shviyas, but does not fully, it's not the bishul. There are two words, this chanot and this the bishul. Chanot is when it blossoms, it blossoms in Shemitah, but the bishul is not until the second year of the Shemitah cycle,
the ripening.
So that's going to be the full ripening. So that means it's a 3 year process. So Mele tells that the halacha is that's going to be the Shemitah. That's according to Tanakama. Rabbi Huda Meruda says they are the same principle by the haparsaos. What are parsaos? Nintainim, another type of faith. Okay, there's b'nei Shuach, and then there are the parsaos. It's another type of fig tree. These type of figs, they produce fruit every 2 years.
Instead of three.
So therefore, Haparso Shviyah Shlochem Motzoi Shviyah is the year after Shmita. It's year one. They blossom. They blossom. The Chanot is in Shemitah, and the first year of the cycle, which is their second year, is when they bid this Bishul Motzoi Shviyah. Oisos L'shtei Yeshanim. They produce fruit every 2 years. Amulo. The Chacham said to Amulo. They said to him, Amru Ella Benos Shuach. We disagree. This principle is only true with regard to B'nei Shuach. This principle is not true with regard to Parsos. They disagree. They hold that with Parsos, there is no Shmita in the second year.
This whole story.
This principle that we're going to differentiate between the time of blasphemy and the time of Bishul, we're going to break up the years. That the blasphemy takes place in the year of Shemitah and the Bishul takes place in another year is only true by Bnei Shuach. This principle is not true by Parsaos. Okay?
Good.
Okay, Mishnah, Bishul Chaz, the Mishnah. B'no Shuach, Shviya Shalachan, Shnia is the second year of the cycle. Why? Because these things, Shehein Oisos L'Shaloi Shanim, because these type of figs, their cycle is a three-year cycle. Rabbi Huda says Haparsos. No, it's not only by Bino Shuach. It applies also to Parsos. Shviyah Shalacham is Motzo Shviyas. It's going to be the first year of the cycle. Why? Because Shein Oisos L'shtei Shanim, they work in a two-year cycle. Amrulo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, we disagree. Loi Amru Ella Bino Shuach. This principle was only said by Bino Shuach.
Are
you doing this aleph,
or are we
going to
skip it?
We never do this. Mishnah Beis. If you want to be tamei and you want to bury luf, b'shvias, or the Omer says, lo yivkoitz mimosayim agoiva sholosh tzochem v'tefach ofer al gabov. And what is luf? Hatamenes haluf min nimine habitzalim. It's a type of onion. Shurigilim litman baritz. It is a type of onion. Type of onion which you bury in the ground.
All onions you bury in the ground, no? That's how you make up more onions, no?
I guess so. Min mimine v'sam shogim luvim baritz lo yifkos mimosayim mishum dimechse kizoreya. You should not plant less than sosayim.
It's like one of the many different types of zone that we are ruggle to put in the ground. Is that the way you touch that, or you touch
min? No, it's a mitzias. It's a min mimine habesalim shogim litmayim baritz. It's a type of onion.
It's a type of onion from those types of onions that you put into the ground. That you put it into the ground. What are you lit mining in the earth for? That's the shallow. You're lit mining it for to plant more solemn, or you just stomach it for some reason. Why are you burying it for?
You want it to grow.
You want it to make more b'tzalim.
Of course.
So that's what you do with all b'tzalim, no?
Okay, so that's what it's telling you. It's a species of onions, shiragilim. It's just telling you it's here, shiragilim.
So that's what I'm asking.
Fine, it's all of this.
That's the reason why you're telling us?
Yeah, it's just telling us.
Because he's planting it.
Yeah, fine. So what's the lo yifkos mimasayim, mishum demechze kizareya? It looks like you're planting.
You should have put in less than sasayim.
Tusa. Why? Because if you put less than tusa, it looks like you're planting in Shemitah. One chafira. It must be the three tvachim. They should not be spread around. Al goiva on a height of sholosh. It's three tvachim. In other words, you're being terminated. You're not planting, right. You're not planting. Normally you do plant these things. That's what it's saying. Normally these things you do plant. So you're not allowed to plant in Shemitah, that is forbidden. But you're putting it there for storage. I'm putting it in the ground not for planting purposes. I'm putting it in the ground for storage purposes. The problem is perception. Marisayin.
People are going to think you're planting.
So how do you avoid that marisayin?
Well, let me ask you a question. The ground doesn't know whether you're putting it down there for Israel or for storage, right? So the mitzvah is that when I'm putting it down there, isn't it going to take root and plant?
Not necessarily.
No, not necessarily. No.
If you don't give it enough space, it's not going to happen. You have to give it tender loving care. TLC. You know what TLC is?
Tender
loving care.
Tender loving
care. You know that.
Sure.
You know that.
Do you know that?
I don't know. Okay, let's go further. So when you compress them, you're putting them in the ground to store it. Hataminas haluf. Hataminas haluf. B'shvius Rabbi says lo yifchayis b'masayim ad goyva sholish tvachim. You have to have at least three tvachim. Let's see nachamal. Hataminas haluf min mimini b'salim shuragim lizma b'arut lo yifchayis b'masayim b'shum b'nechzik kizurea ad shayitma mihem sasayim. Sasaim, the chafir achas in one planting, al goiva shalosh tvachim. On a height of three tvachim, shloyim mifuzodim, they should not be dispersed, ela yi yi goiva hakri, ela yi yi, goiva hakri, the height of the pile, the hatsi. The hatsi. And the tzivor, shloyish tvachim, one tefach, the tefach afar al gabi hakar, one tefach on top. The time that Malcolm Dries says, Adam, you should put it where people walk, Kadesh, Lo Yitzvach, it's not like your problem, your issue that it should not take root. Ve'aloch ha'kechachamim. So here is, Me'o Ymer, Lo Yifchos Misosayim. Okay, you have to have at least two saw. Count all of these onions. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay? 7 by, this is Sosayim. Okay, this is sosayim. We have here a sosayim, a measure of sosayim, and it has to be within a height of three tefachim. Okay, three tefachim. And it has to be on top of, you have to put a tefach of afar, and it also has to be in a place where people walk. People walk in order that it should not grow. The chamse leifos me'arbo kabim, the chamse four kabim, a goiva tefach, one tefach, the tefach offer al gabim, one tefach al gabim. The chamma much more, you don't have to have some, you don't have to have three saw. All you need is to have a kav, four kavin, and all you need to have is one tefach, and all you have to have is one tefach, and tefach of al gabim. Okay, so that's.
The guy's walking on top of it.
What? I think everyone agrees to that. The time that Malcolm just saw the 136, here it is. Everyone agrees, even the Chamin. When they walk in this area, then it's not going to take root. So let's see if offer al gabi akri period. The time that we welcome this for Adam, kadesh lo yitzmach should not take root. Let's look over here about the chaz of the Mishnah. Hataminas aluf. If you bury in the ground luf, bashvius. Rabbi Meir Oimer Meir says.
I could have called it luf and not onion.
Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. If you were living in this time, it would say butzel. You would say, why is it called butzel, not luf?
No, in other places it's called a butzel, no.
I don't know. I do not know. I'll tell you this. I'll look. B'shvius Rabbi Meir says, "Lo yifchos mimosaim." You have to put at least two sasaim. I goiva shalish tvachim has to be hard to tvachim. B'tefach offer al gabav. B'tefach offer al gabav when you walk in. B'chamam say lo yifchos mi'arba kavin. You need not have so much. It's enough to have four kavin. I goiva tefach on tefach. B'tefach offer al gabav and one tefach on top of it. By the time the mokum do sodom, you have to put it in the place where people walk. Okay, so we did mishnah alf, mishnah base. Good. Is that clear? Mishnah gimel. Mishnah gimel. Haluf. Sha'avra alav shvius. Luf, shavu shvius. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im glock toyanim. If luf was shvius, or im glock toyanim.
Luf shavu
shvius passed. It grew during the year of Shemitah. In the year of Shemitah, it grew in the ground. Obviously, that's gonna be the picture. Haluf shavu lof shvius. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im glock toyanim es olav lokatu. The leaves. If they took the leaves, lokatu uvim lav yas cheshbon. You make a cheshbon im honim. Rabbi Yeshua Imer im loktu hanim es olav loktu vim lav ein lanim olav cheshvan. There's no cheshvan. Now, what in the world does all that mean? Let's see over here the Rav. This, the Rav is aluf shav olav shviyas v'nichnas so olav shminas. And now it's the eighth year. Shehu miskayim zman meruba be'aretz b'mechubar. That's the nature of onions. Onions, they last in the ground a very long time. I planted in the ground in Shemitah, and it's now still here in the eighth year. Okay, it's now year eight, and the luf is coming out of the ground. If the poor people came along and they plucked it out, because the leaves of the luf have beor, not beor means to explain, beor means to burn. to Olim. If the poor people, they gathered the leaves of the loof, they gathered, they plucked out of the ground the Oli Haluf, the leaves of the loof, Yesh Lachen Biur. The Oli Haluf, Yesh Lachen Biur. The leaves of the loof have a din. In other words, you are required by law, by halacha. The halacha requires you to destroy, to consume.
Are you sure that's what it meant?
Beer means to destroy. It means to consume.
Maybe.
Beer, that's a classic law of Shemitah. So how are we going to learn all about that as we come to the Lord of Parakim? There's something called beer. The law of Shemitah means that you are required only when it's... The something called beer. Beer means, I think it means similar, that you're not allowed to have it in your house when it's no longer available for the animals in the field. Beer means you have to destroy it from your home when it's no longer readily available in the fields. You set the clock. I want to go take in some onions. I can't go every day out to the farm and get onions. I need onions for Shabbos. So I'll go out and I'll take onions. I'll keep it in the house. Onions last a very long time in the refrigerator. How long do they last? Months?
Long time.
Long time.
So even out of the refrigerator.
What?
Even out of the refrigerator.
Even so, I just leave the onions on onions. So how long am I allowed to have the onions in my house in the year Shemitah? I'm only allowed to have the onions in my house as long as they are available for the poor people in the fields and for the animals in the fields. Once they're no longer available for the animals in the fields, then I'm no longer allowed to have them in the house. So here the issue over here is that there's a din of beer. There's a din of beer. So the Oli Haluf, you're just telling us the leaves of loof, they have upon them a din of beer. The Ikrai ain loy beer. But the Ikar, the onion itself, you can keep it in your house because it's always available. It's always the leaves disappear. When it comes to the point of time in the year, the leaves get spoiled, they wither, they disappear, but the ikar remains there forever. The oleis, so what is the halakha? So it says over here, in laktu aniyim es olat laktu, the olei aluf yesham bir, the ikar ein lai bir. The ikar ein lai bir. Can you tell me a little per zayin halifah, im laktu aniyim. Therefore, in laktu aniyim es olaf, if the poor people, they collect all of the leaves, b'shvius, lukatai, good for them, they collect it. V'im, lab, if not, v'nichmas so l'shminis, now it's the 8th year, v'god lo'i
ha'olim. Lukatai means you're allowed to take the potzel.
No, lukatai means they cut it, they gather, harvest it.
No, it says lukatai, you know, as...
The leaves. Lakatu. No, lakatu means it's an expression. It means lakatu. Good for them. They have gathered it. They have. If they have gathered it, they've gathered it. If
no
it's
joke.
Done, no, it's done. What's done? What?
So no joke. I mean, if they gather, they gather. What's?
That's an expression.
Okay, go ahead.
That is a common expression in the Talmud. The imlav nifnat. The nichnasu the shminis the gadol ha'olin and they did not gather it and they're still there. They're still there. V'galu ha'olin nimsu comes at gilu shviyah shminis mdom yachad. If they did not gather it, and then you come in the next year, it comes out as a taruvis. There's a mixture.
What's the mixture?
Last year is some seventh year, is gadol b'shviyah, and then what grew this year is the shminis. In other words, if the anim did not gather it, so it got taller. If you don't mow the lawn, the grass gets very tall. Right? So what happens when it gets hurt? If you don't go take a haircut, then the hair gets longer.
Good.
Assuming you have hair to grow.
Right.
It's no hair.
No.
Then nothing's going to grow.
Good. No.
Grass doesn't grow on busy streets.
No.
So here we have over here the leaves. The leaves over here grew in the seventh year. Part of it grew in the eighth year. So now we have a taruvis. The lower portion is 7 year. The upper portion is eighth year. So the lower portion is osur. The upper portion is motor. So you have to go take a tape measure. 2 inches. Okay, Vim Lav, so what do you do over here? So it's over here. Vim Lav, if not, Nichmas, Lushminis, Gadol, all the names of Gidol, Shvius, Lushminis, Vim Yachat, so Yase, Cheshman. The Yeshoer, Kama, Gadol, Mehem, Shvius, Vitin, Lanim, you figure out exactly how much Kulin, the Yeshmi, to give Danim. The Rabbi Loz, Savak, Rabbi Huda, the Yama, come on, Anim, Ochlam, Achar, Beer, Veloy, Ashirim. So then you make calculation, you cut, you take tape measure, you take that same famous tape measure. I have one of them, limited edition. And you measure 2 inches. You don't believe me, right? You measure two inches. You measure 2 inches, and those 2 inches you give to the poor. The other 2 inches you keep for yourself. Okay? So it says over here, Yasa Cheshbon, Yishar Kam Gilam Ham Beshvi Sidil Anim, Vadar Bilal Zasavak, Rabbi Yehuda Diyamar, Lekaman Anim, Echel Machashbi, Velo Yashim. Rabbi Yishar Yimer, Ein Lanim, Im Cheshbon, again, nothing, the server, Rabbi Yos Diyamar, Lekaman, Echel Anim, Echel Hashim, Echel Machar, Ibor, Abir, Velo Chab Yishua. He disagrees. He holds that after Shmuel has ended, then everyone, even the rich, everyone can keep this. Everyone can keep even the low portion. Good, let's give you the Rav. We did all the Rav, see the picture. Godel b'shvius, Godel b'shminus, Iker halayf ein by chia beer, b'mutel l'balam lechol. You're allowed to eat it. Chelik halayim shagodel b'shminus, chov hushal b'alabalam, ve'ein by kedusha shvius. This part is mutter. Chelik halayim shagodel b'shvius, yitein laniim. Achar, according to that man who yamar, yitein laniim liachar zman habir. Good. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Luf, an onion. Sh'avar lof shvius. It remained in the ground the entire year of Shemitah. So when Shemitah is over, you're allowed to keep it. And even an usher is allowed to take from himself. After Shemitah is over, even an usher is allowed to go into the field in the eighth year and take the loaf and eat it for himself. Haluf shavalof shvius, Rabbi Lezo Imer in Loktoran. Now what about the leaves? Oh, the leaves, a different story. Here we have Machlekes. Rabbi Lezo Imer says in Loktoran, the name says, Allah, if it's gone, it's gone. Listen, it's gone. So there's nothing to talk about. But let's say they didn't, the Imlavn, if not, they didn't take it away. So therefore it's still there. Now in the eighth year, more of it grows. Imlavn, if not, Yasse Cheshbon Manim. Whatever grew last year belongs to the Ani. Whatever grows this year belongs to the. Whatever goes last year belongs to the, whatever goes this year belongs to the Yashuv. Vim lav no yaseh cheshbon amanim. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, it says, and lock to anim, lesa lav, lock to, vim lav not, ain lanim, lav klum, even the usher is allowed to keep it. The usher can, just like he can keep the bottom part, the usher can keep the bottle itself, the usher can keep this portion as well. Good? That's it. Pretty much nice. Lof shavu lof shvius. Rabbi Lezo, Rabbi Yeshua, lock to anim, lesa lav, lock to, vim lav, you love, yaseh cheshbon, vim lav, Rabbi Yeshua, says, lock to anim, lesa lav, lock to, vim lav, What time is it now?
We have time. Only 30.
No, I have to go. I have to get back to Davin. Okay, so we did three Mishnais. Okay, we're up to Mishnah Dalet. It's a shame. We should have finished already by now. Mm-hmm.